Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for the Worthington campus. Today, we're focusing in on Psalm 37, verses 27 through 40. First, let's read it in. Justice is a prerequisite of peace and intimately tied to God's activity in this world. Matthew 5:9, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Peace is central to being a child of God because God is a God of peace, 1 Corinthians 14. And he is the one who brings justice, Isaiah 5:16. Jesus connects us to this peace when we are saved. In fact, in salvation, Jesus becomes our peace. Psalm 37 contrasts peacemakers with the wicked. In Psalm 37, David talks about peacemakers and says they will have a future. In other words, unlike the wicked, the person of peace will not be cut off or destroyed. Instead, God will preserve and exalt them because God loves justice. The people of peace in Psalm 37 are righteous saints who will inherit the land, dwell in the land forever, be exalted, not be forsaken, and not be condemned. The wicked, in contrast, are those who transgress God's law and seek to kill the righteous. The wicked are filled with selfish violence, seeking to preserve themselves by whatever means possible. The people of peace obey God's commands, hiding God's law in their hearts and seeking justice, goodness, and wisdom. In this passage, peacemakers are set apart from the wicked in how they seek justice. Look at verses 39 and 40. Instead of turning to violence or wrath-filled revenge, as Cain did with Abel in Genesis 4, these peacemakers turn to God. Wrathful revenge is not justice. Peacemakers will dwell with God forever because they take refuge in God and allow God to bring justice to their situation. It is this simple, right? God is our stronghold in the time of trouble, verse 39. And when we take refuge in God, he will help us and deliver us. We must rely upon God's justice to find peace. The problem that many of us face is that we are unwilling to take refuge in God or to wait for his justice. Patience is not something we really have a lot of time for. If we don't enter into the stronghold of God, we are left unguarded from the arrows of the enemy. So when you are tempted to turn to revenge and seek your own form of justice, remind yourself that God is a God of peace and that we will dwell with God forever when we rely upon his justice. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. First of all, let me share this prayer point. Pray this psalm over your life. Put it into your own words and pray it back to God, dedicating yourself to pursuing goodness and peace and praising God that he will bring justice and cut the wicked off. Number two, are there any areas of your life where you are not seeking refuge in God? Take a few minutes and prayerfully consider these aspects of your life and what placing those in the stronghold of God might look like. Then, in prayer, submit those things to God. You might want to press pause to give yourself time to do this. Finally, spend time thinking through the various trials and tribulations from which you currently need deliverance. Turn to God in prayer, telling him that you need deliverance and are taking refuge in him. Lastly, we want to live this out. Spend a few moments writing a list of God's promises from Psalm 37. Then pray those promises over your life and over your loved ones, praising God for his faithfulness and his promise of salvation. After praying, write down and complete one concrete step of faith that you can do based on taking refuge in God. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.